I would have thought to say, though, afilu mulu b'damim, even if this fruit tree is worth a lot of money, the wood is worth a lot of money, still you can't chop it down. Talmud lay marak, no, that if the wood is worth more than the fruits, then you're allowed to cut down the tree. That's not called batashkas. Shmuel aiseleya risai tamri. Shmuel's workman, the arisa, the one that works on his fields, brought him in these tamarim figs, the dates. Ochel, so Shmuel tasted his dates. Toyim butayma de chamra. He tasted like wine. The kids, the date tree was too close to the vines, to the grapes. And the grapes gave a time into the dates. Omalei, so Shmuel said, my high, what went on here? Omalei, bene gufni kaimi, that this palm tree is in between the grapes. Therefore, the grapes gave a time into the dates. The dates taste like grapes. Omar, so Shmuel said it so, machshi bechamra kulei high, like this date tree is ruining my grapes. Lamocho aisli makarayu. If so, tomorrow, uproot it. Rashi mokash lem yikra means rip it up. In other words, such a thing is not called batashkes. Since the palm tree is ruining the grapes is more choshev, so you'll have to uproot that date tree to get it out of here. Rav Chizda choza toli begufni. Rav Chizda sura toli, between the gefanim, between the grapes. Tell us about date tree. Omalei larisis, he told his worker there, akrinu, uproot it. Gufni koni dikli, with grapes I could buy palm trees. But dikli lola koni gufni, with palm trees I can't buy grapes. In other words, the grapes is more choshev, so if the palm trees are ruining the grapes, says that's not called bal tashkes. Then you're allowed to uproot the palm trees in order to save your grapes. So the Mishnah. Afal pi shu noisin loy, even though if Odom HaMazik does damage to somebody else, so you have to pay him the chamisha dvorim, still you should know, just by paying the money, you don't free yourself. Even after you paid him for the damage you did to him, you still have to ask him for mechila. I don't think I'm paying you for the doctor bills, for shevas, for everything, that's it. Stam send you check and it's like goodbye. No. You have to also ask him for mechila. You did something not nice to him, you punched a guy in the nose, you have to ask him for mechila. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, by Avraham Avinu, v'yato hoshev eishes ish. Yeah.
And the pasuk ends off there, kinovihu v'yispalo badcho. So smashma the what that Avimelech was only nimchal after he asked for mechila and he asked that Avraham should daven for him. So that's when he had his mechila. Now the Mishnah says, "Uminayin shloye heya meichel achzori." How do we know the person now should not be hard to forgive, but he should forgive right away? Shenema, because the pasuk says, "Vayispal Avrom elho lekim, vayirpo lekim es Avimelech." That Avraham Avinu daven to Hashem, and Hashem healed Avimelech. And the pasuk doesn't have to say that Avraham Avinu really was meichel Avimelech. Because mashma, that's pshita, that he's supposed to be meichel. The pasuk only says that he even davened to Hashem. Now the Mishnah says, Ho'aymer, somebody says, Same es einei, blind my eye, Ketei es yodi, chop off my arm, Shavor es ragli, could break my leg, Chayiv. Still the person does, he's still chayiv. What about Amanas lifts? So the person says, Amanas, you should be potter, still you chayiv, because a non-sadi person doesn't do this to free himself. A person didn't really mean it. Because I was saying it's a non-sad, the person doesn't mean it. Therefore, for sure, the person that does it has to pay. What about kras ksusi? I tell you, you can rip my clothing. Shavoras kadi, you can break my barrel. Chayiv. It's like this, you chayiv, and I'll have to do it. But I'm not lift here. If I tell you clearly you could do it, and I won't charge you, like I'm meichel, potter. Because that's something people mean. People could mean to be meichel, the chayiv moment. What about if I tell you, I say, kein liish pleini, I tell you, do it to somebody else. Hit somebody else. I'm not lifter, and you'll be potter, which meaning I'll pay the damage. But I tell you, you can go and hit somebody else, and I'll pay for the damage. So lochel is chayiv, in such a case, you're chayiv. You have no right to do it, because it's ain't shlich of the bar avera, you have no right to do it. Whether the person wants you to hit him, to hit the body, or to hit his mumin, in both cases, you have no right to do it. It's also for you to do it. Most of this, like this now. Tell me about it. Kolelu shomru, demei boishtoi. All these things we're talking about in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, talking about demei boishtoi. Avutzaroi, afilu hevi kol leviya shaboilom, einim choloi achivakash mimenu. You have to pay the money of the embarrassment you gave her. You gave them. But for the tsar, the pain in the body that they had, their own tsar, that you can never pay, that you have to ask for mechila. Shem, the pasuk says, "Hoshe veisos ish kinovihu vayispalo batcha nishadavim for you." Now, the eshes novi boy yadur eshes achle boy yadur. What does the pasuk mean? Only because she's the wife of a novi, that's why you have to return her. If not, not. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yenison, Hoshev Eches Ish Mikomokim. You have a melech, you have to return Sarah anyway, because she's an Eches Ish, you have to return her. But that Ud Karma, that you said, Hagoy Gam Sadik Tarek, Lagera Taina to Hashem, will I kill a free person? Haloi Huaymali, that Avraham Avinu said, Achoisi, that she's only my sister. Vigami Omrachiyu, and she also said that he's only my brother. Yishino Novihu, that Avraham Avinu was a Novi, that's why he said this. Because really, kvar limud achzanoi shabol yir aliski achilu shtiya shalomaisai. That when a guest comes into town, you ask him, "You have a place to eat or drink?" Or yaliski ishtar, do you ask him though, "Who's your wife?" Shalomaisai ishtar kehi achoischi. Do you ask somebody, "Is this your wife? Is this your sister?" So in other words, Avraham Avinu was a novi. The fact you asked this question, you understood that you wanted to take her anyway. Therefore, mikant from over here, leben noyek shenerak shere lilmar velomad. And then Noach gets killed because he should have learned and he didn't learn. And Rashi says, Shoyla Lumad means Derech Eretz. He should have learned Derech Eretz. Poloi Lama, he didn't learn. Vidikom le Rachmon and Noviyu, Demashma, Ein Bemashmein Mamish Bedvrecha. For Roy Yatil Horik, but you're saying is not true, really you deserve to be killed. So maybe we learn out that a Ben Noach was supposed to learn Derech Eretz, not to ask somebody about your wife, but rather just to stick to the food and to the drink. But here that he asked about his wife, for that really Avimelech really was Mechuyiv Misa. Alright, we'll stop here. Let the water get me a little bit. Okay. Yeah, we're holding that Tzadik Beis Amar Aleph holding. Yeah, Tzadik Beis Amar Aleph holding. Right after the Gemara, it's the first two dots after the Gemara holding. Yeah, it must be like this. Plus it says, Ki Otzar Otzar Hashem. Yeah, that Omer Abelazo Shtei Atzirus Halolulama. The pasuk says Be'Avimelech, before Avimelech gave back Sarah, the pasuk says Otzar Otzar Hashem. He held them back. He closed them up. So what's the two lishoynus of Atzirus twice? So more says Achas Beish, that means Shichva Zera, and Shtayim Beisha. He held back by a man one thing. He couldn't have any Shichva Zera come out of him, and by an Isha he held back two things. He held back the Shichva Zera and Veleda. The Nisha, if there was any Shichva Zera inside her body, it didn't come out. And it wasn't that held back the lady, she couldn't give birth. But Masnisa taught on the Brisa, we learned, Shtayim Biish, two things were held back by men. Shichva Zera, Uketanim, he couldn't let out any water from the body, was also held back. And Shloisha Biisha, three things were held back by Nisha. Shichva Zera, Uketanim, Veleda. By Nisha, she had any Shichva Zera inside her body, it didn't come out. And also the Meiraglayim couldn't come out. And there was a lady, she couldn't give birth. Ravina says, no, Sholosh Biish, there were three things by a man. Shichva Zera, Uketanim, Upitabas. That Hashem closed them up completely, nothing came out from him. Pitabas and even Gedolim couldn't come out from him either. And Abba Biisha, four things were by an Isha though. Shichva Zera, for lady, she couldn't give birth. Uketanim, Upitabas. That's what Hashem did by Avimelech. That's how Avimelech knew he was doing something wrong, and he had to go and give back a sorrow. Then the pasuk says, "Biyad kol rechem." Also, the pasuk there, he held back all the rechem, all the wombs. Amri dever Abyanai, afilo tanagolus shabes Avimelech. Even Avimelech's tanagolus, even his chicken, lo hitilu beitzasa, didn't let out any eggs. Amalei Rava, so Amalei Rava leRaba baMori. Minohel milsa diyam Rabban. How do we know what Rabbanin say? That kol hamavakesh rachmim al chaveroi. Whoever davens for somebody else and he himself needs the same thing, that who nena tchilo, Hashem answers you first. Or Malay brings right from this pasuk. The pasuk says in Iyov, v'Hashem shoves shavus Iyov v'ispal lo biyad riyayu, that Iyov davened for his friends and therefore Hashem saved him first. So you see that Iyov needed a refuah and his friends needed a refuah. But since he davens for his friends, Hashem helped him first. Omelet, he said back to him, Atom, Atom, Yosem, you say it from there, V'yano Amin Amoch, I say it from over here. The Pasuk says here in Bereshis, V'yispal Lavrom Elohim, V'yirpa Elohim es Avimelech, V'yes Ishto V'yamoisov, that Avram Avinu davened to Hashem that he should heal up Avimelech. And then Uchsiv, it says right after that, V'Hashem poked a Sora kasher Omar, that Hashem remembered Sora the way he said. So you see that since Avram Avinu davened for Avimelech,
and he needed the same thing that his wife should also be able to give birth. So Hashem listened that Sarah also became pregnant. Hashem focused Sarah kasher omor, that means kasher omor Avram alei v'melech. Yeah, the same way Avram davened Favi Melech, that's why now Hashem listened and opened up the Sarah. That was the Mida, that's like the Mida connected Mida here. Omale Rav Olarabba Bamori. Minoha Milsa, how do we know? Minoha Milsa the Amriyinchi, how do we know what people say? Pahadi Hutsa Loki Karva. If you have a karva, like a good cabbage growing near Hutsa, near the thorns, sometimes the cabbage also gets hit. In other words, if you have a bad shechenim, if you have a rosha for shechenim, you also get hit. Omale Dechsel, the Pasuk says, Loma Tarifun Olai, Kuchem Peshatim Binu Mashem. How come you're arguing against me? You all did chatoyim. And Kula Peshatim, Rashi says, Af HaNovi B'mashma, even the Novi is also Mashma. So Mashma, that even the Tzadikim get punished because of the Rishoyim. Omale, he said back to Matam, Matam, Yosem, you say it from over there. V'yano Aminam Hoch, I say it from over here. The Pasuk says, Adono Me'antem Lishma Mitzvaysai V'sarosai. Till how long won't Klai so listen to my mitzvahs? And it's going on either Moshe and Aaron, Rashi says, Bechlal. So you see that even Moshe and Aaron Hashem had tainus to. So when Hashem has tainus to the Rishoyim, the Shechein of the Tzadikim also are the complaints against. Omale Rav Olarabba Bamori, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Omik Se'ochiv Lokach Chamisha Noshim. That Yosef took five of his brothers first to show to Paro. So man, ninu, who are these five brothers he took first? Man ninu chamisha. Omalei hoch yom Reb Yechanon. Oysan shehuch blu b'shemais. The ones that the names were doubled. So Rashi says, Bebirchas Moshe, when Moshe Benno gave a bracha to the Shvatim, by Don and by Zbulun and God and by Yosef and Naphtali, the Pasuk says it twice. It says the name twice. And why? Because they were weak. So therefore they needed a bigger chizik. So like the five weaker brothers is the ones that Yosef took to show Paro. For the Gemara, Ah Yehuda Nami Yichvo Michvo. Ah Yehuda's also name was said over twice. So how come, and Yehuda wasn't from the five that Yosef took? Or Malay, he answered back, Lo Masai Yehuda Yichvo. The reason why Yehuda's name was doubled was for a different purpose. The Yomer of Shmuel Ban Achmeni, Yomer of Yenison. Might the Chsiv, what does the Pasuk say? Yechi Ruvain Vial Yomus, for Yehi Mesov Nispor, Vizois Le Yehuda. That wasn't mean to say Yehuda should live and not die. And these are the lifetime of Yehuda. That means Koloisa Naboyim Shona Shoy Yisro Ba Midbar. All the 40 years the Klai Yisro was in the Midbar, Hoyu Atzmoisev Shoy Yehuda Megugolim Biyorin. Yehuda's bones were like shaking around in his grave. At Shabu Moishen, to Moishe Rabbeinu came with Bikash Rachman and davened for him. Om Alafon of Ribbono Shalom, he said in front of Hashem like this. Migoram Yehuda Shoyoida. Who was the cause that Yehuda should admit that he did the Chet? Should be Moide Barabim? It's Yehuda. Yehuda is the one that caused them to be moida on the chet. Miyah, therefore, right away, Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. Hashem listened to the voice like for Yehuda, and therefore all Avarel Lishofa, all his bones went into place again. Now that Moshe davened for Yehuda, all Yehuda's bones went back in place. But Lehevi koyi maskel mesifta derekia. He still wasn't able to go into the yeshiva in Shemayim. Yehuda wasn't able to go into the mesifta derekia. So therefore, Moshe said further. He said, "V'yel amav tivienu, bring him into Zamam and let him go into the yeshiva." Lo yehevi yoda my kamri. So he went up, but he still didn't know what they were talking about over there. Mayhevi kamri rabbanon ulemishkul mitrach bahadi rabbanon. He could like argue back and forth with the rabbanon. He wasn't able to learn so good. So then Moshe davened further and said, "Yoda ravloi." That no, it should be good for him. He should be able to learn also. But even then, he was able to learn. But lo yehevi solik le shmeitet to aliba duchasa. He didn't come out to the locha to the shmeitet to aliba duchasa. So then Moshe said further, V'yezim etzorav tiyah. So Bikitza, that's why Yehuda's name was doubled here, as if to say that Moshe was mispalo for Yehuda, that it should be good for him. O Malay Rova, L'Rabba Bamori, Menohem Musa, how do we know, Menohem Musa, the army ancient, the people say, Basar Aniya Ozlan Yusa, that after a poor person goes poorness. What does that mean? O Malay, this time we're done like this. Ashirem Meviim Bikurim Bikalsel Shelzov V'Shokesef. And when you used to bring Bikurim, you brought your first Paris, the Paris to Yerushalayim, you brought it to the Kayim. So it says that the Ashirim, the rich people, used to bring it in golden Kalim or in silver Kalim. The Aniyim and the poor people, the Salin Itzorim, brought it in flame baskets. That's all Shilarova, made out of weeds, reeds, Kalufa. Now, Hasalim, the Bikurim, Noistim Lakanim. Now, the poor people used to give their baskets also to the Kayim. So in other words, you see, even though they were so poor that what they used to bring wasn't worth too much, they gave it away, they lost it altogether. Whereas Mashma, the Ashirim that came with their golden kalim, that they took back home, that they didn't leave. to get to see the poor people give away what they have. Omulais, he said back to him, after Matam Yosem, you say from over there, I'll say from over here. And it says, the Pasuk says,